Hey, this is Joseph. Welcome to the audio version of Lone Ranger Diaries. For the first edition, I want to tell you about zines. A while back, someone sent me an email a week after I gave him a booklet of 30-odd Xerox pages folded down the middle. He asked, "Why do you put out a zine?" And he added, "To an extent, I feel sorry for people who put them out because it shows the extent to which they feel they are voiceless in the world." I disagreed. I think many people are voiceless in this world, but I am not, and my zine is why. Others feel this way too. Anytime I travel, I look for local zines in the indie bookstores and coffee shops. Sometimes towns even have critical mass, enough zinesters to merit yearly conventions. This year, in Boston, Beantown Zine Town 2 was happening over at Mass Art. Last year, I only took some zines home. This year, I took my zine, The Lone Ranger Diaries, and a mic. I wanted to ask the question my friend had asked of me, why do you put out a zine? Zinesters are a tribe of self-obsessed Freudian analysts, the literate wing of the punk movement, always questioning, why do we think and act the way that we do? If any group of people would talk about themselves, this would be them. Zinetown Beantown is led by the Reverend Rich Mackin, a seasoned punk who works in a copy shop with one of those mail-in religious titles, Reverend, so he'd sound a bit more authoritative when he sent confounding letters and questions to the PR departments of mega-corporations. I arranged to speak with him the night before Zinetown while he was setting up the tables. Hey, Rich.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
It's Joe. I'm fine. How's it going?
Going okay. So far, no one's shown up to the zine fair, but that's okay,
because
all the flyers say it's tomorrow. Except for Lee Latif, who showed up at the zine fest at the MFA.
So we chatted for a while, idle small talk, but after about 10 minutes, we both began to scratch our heads.
So, you got time? Or are you busy?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Need help? Or see, I don't know how I'm going to work. Have you guys eaten at all? I haven't, eaten dinner.
No.
Are you interested in eating?
Actually, I ate not that long ago at work. I haven't eaten. Oh, is it you that wanted to interview me?
Yeah, it's
oh,
right here.
Okay.
That's me.
I didn't even connect that it was...
That makes sense.
That it was you that I know. That's the thing, because I've been getting, so many,
Yeah, we're on right now, actually.
Oh, okay. I've been getting, so many emails from so many people that I forget. Everyone's okay, there's the email address, and then there's the name of the zine, and then there's name. And there's, Laurel Kurtz, who I've known for, probably 8 years now,
mm-hmm.
and I've been emailing, and she's like, "Rich, you know it's me, right?" I'm like, "Oh yeah." And I just, but it, yeah.
Mama was queen of the mumbo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in a jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my bongo for the people of big city.
So this is the second one, right?
Yeah.
I was at the one last year. What prompted you to do the first one?
Barely even can remember. Just seemed like a good idea. And just what had happened is a couple people had thrown up the ideas of doing a zine fair here or doing a zine fair in a couple different suburbs and asked if I could help them out just because I know so many people that do zines and I know so many contacts and stuff. So then I just kind of thought okay, well, none of those are panning out, but this is definitely a concept that should happen. So it kind of became okay, if I do it, then I know it will happen. What I pretty much try to do is okay, I got a space and a day, show up and bring what you think will make it good.
And what do you think would make it good? What would make you really happy?
I'd like to... Well, obviously, lots of people. I'd like to, just basically community. It's one of those things that, even if it's, not spectacular, but, 100 people show up and they all get along. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's if everyone walks out of here tomorrow having met, 30 new friends, I think that would be, like, the best.
So I did go in search of new friends, and I found that the reason people work on their zines aren't all that different from my own. They're looking for a sense of community, a way to be creative in a world that only encourages conformity, and finally, just because it's a lot of fun.
So what was your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa? And why do you write zines?
I do it now to, like, I kind of have a mission statement, and my mission statement is to have a lighthearted approach to music and world travel.
You get to travel
much
yourself.
Sandwich boy.
No, that's why. That's why, pretty much, because I only have 2 weeks vacation, and I'm lucky enough to have taught students from all over, so by interviewing them and interviewing bands from other areas, I'm able to kind of vicariously visit those places.
Fantasy-wise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where do you want to visit you haven't been able to visit yet?
Japan, and I will be visiting Brazil this summer.
What was your name?
My name's Duncan Wilder Johnson.
Duncan Wilder Johnson.
I have a small indie label called Red Backpack.
It's a music stuff.
You know, it's like a publishing label.
Publishing label.
Yeah, we put out like little mini zines and mini books and stuff.
So I see a pentagram. It's a Satanism.
I'm a rock and roll like spoken word guy.
What's that mean?
I mean, that means I'm really into like Slayer a lot.
I don't
worship them. Not really into Satan. It's kind of a kitschy joke.
So why do you publish these?
Because I first started publishing stuff because I do spoken word, so I would go up and I would like read stuff, and so I made little zine booklets of all the performance texts that I would read, and people wanted to buy them. So it kind of just grew from there, and then I like started to like other people wanted to read about their books. And so I started.
So you're Danger Prone Daphne, right? I'm Joseph. How do you go? I got this last year. I really liked it. Can I do a trade?
Sure. This is 8, and then 9 is the latest.
I'll run around and grab some more of mine. So what compels you to put your zines out?
I've been doing it for about 5 years, and I just do it for the sense of community. I've met, not physically met, but I'm in contact with a lot of amazing people since I started doing this. And it's just nice. It's nice to put yourself out on paper and know that somebody's going to care about it.
In your writing, do you talk a lot about yourself?
Oh, yeah. It's very much a personal zine, which is why I like doing what I do, is in that, something bothers me, so I write about it. And the feedback that I get back is pretty cool, too. That really annoys me, too.
Is there anything off limits that you wouldn't put in a zine?
I don't think so, no. I tend to be a lot perkier and bubblier in my writing, at least, than in my scene. But I've contributed some dark stuff for other people's scenes.
Does your family read your zine? Do they know about it?
My family? Yeah, my family does know about it. My sister reads it. My parents are just sort of like, oh, this is this cute little thing that you're doing. But they just sort of treat that the way they see everything else I do is,
support it. They may not agree with me, but
in the course of my conversations, I spoke with 2 15-year-old girls who put out a zine decrying the deteriorating state of the Boston punk scene. I remember the old days. I spoke to a fan who published a magazine about these masks that Mexican wrestlers wear, and of course, he was wearing his own. I probably spoke to more interesting people in that hour or two of interviews than I do any other month. So I think I found my answer as to why people put out zines, and I'm really not surprised. Because I think the real issue here is when I'm asked, why do I put out a zine, is, why don't you? Think about it and send me an email if you want. Till then, I'm going to let Rich have the last word on the benefits of being a zine store organizer.
I'm definitely, I'm not about to be able to quit my day job, but I certainly can go out for beers a lot more than I normally, it's like I have little extras.
A lot more parties and free food.
This work was written and produced by Joseph Riegel with assistance of those I interviewed and all other zinesters who make my days worthwhile. The soundtrack is Mano Chao's Clandestino. Further information on this production can be found at goatee.net. Cheers.